ICRC spokeswoman Carla Haddad tells VOA the government of Burma, also known as Myanmar, ordered the Red Cross to close its field offices in mid-October.
We've tried in the past month to reestablish meaningful dialogue with the government of Myanmar to no avail. The last meeting took place on 17 November in Geneva, but until now, I mean, since this meeting, there's no sign of the deadlock breaking.
Burma's repressive government has faced mounting international criticism of its human rights record and failure to introduce democracy. Since December 2005, Burma's government has refused to allow the Red Cross to visit prisoners. The United Nations estimates Burma holds more than 1,000 political prisoners. Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi has been under house arrest for more than a decade. Haddad says the organization held back from making public the order to close the offices until every possibility of a resumption of discussions with the government had been exhausted.
At this stage, we're facing a difficult situation where the dialogue was completely interrupted. And we do hope there will be a signal from the government of Myanmar indicating for a resumption of discussions so that we can carry out our work according to our standard procedures applied worldwide.
The ICRC has been working in Burma since 1986. It provides food, water, and sanitation to civilians who live in difficult conditions in border areas. It also provides some medical assistance. The Red Cross says it has had to drastically scale down activities in recent months because of its increasing inability to do effective work. Haddad says Burmese authorities have also told the Red Cross that it would not be allowed to resume visits to detainees. She says those visits were halted in December 2005 because authorities insisted they be conducted with a government field escort present. She says this goes against standard Red Cross procedures that visits with detainees are held in private. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
旺网易语网站，欢迎您的光临，请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。